Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Paul McCartney, ladies and gentlemen, solo. Without the Beatles.
Yes.
Now, this can include Paul McCartney and Wings.
So basically post-Beatles.
Yes.
Right. Paul McCartney. Post-Beatles
and
is your artist of the day.
We were all fighting over it in the newsroom because there are so many hits.
Too many hits.
There are too many that we might have to play more than five because there are so many.
We will.
Hello, my people.
Good afternoon. By the way, I heard what you said about me on Friday at 5, and a lot of people hit me up on Twitter saying, hope you feel better.
Yeah.
I was dehydrated again. I am so stupid.
What is with you and not drinking water?
Here's what it is. When I work out, on days that I work out, I drink plenty of water. On days when I don't work out, I'm looking over here now.
I see no water.
I did work out this morning. I've already had two Gatorades and a bunch of water, but I'm going to go get some more.
Here's what you need to do. I've got a little Yeti thing in here that I keep in here.
Yep.
I probably drink three of these during the show.
Yep.
It also keeps me from eating anything. Just bring it in.
My girlfriend's a nurse practitioner. I've already gotten the lecture.
All right.
Thank you.
Good. That's what we're going
to
do.
I will continue to hydrate throughout the show.
Okay. Because I would
and
prefer
I will be fine.
You not dying on me for like 6 years, and then you can do what you need to do.
You live and let
really,
die.
Where are you going in 6 years?
Then we'll have the kids moved mostly through college.
And like, here we go with the kids out to college again.
I need you to be healthy for at least another 5 or 6 years, and then we're good.
Thursday is D-Day at my house, by the way.
I'm aware.
I will not be here on Thursday.
You are taking the day off to take your oldest to school. Very exciting. I don't even know that I'm going up this year.
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy. I'm so excited that he's so excited.
Like you just load the car and just wave goodbye?
Yeah, he doesn't need a lot of stuff.
Don't kill yourself.
We'll see you in September for family weekend.
All right.
We had a great family weekend. I hope everyone listening had a great family weekend. And I brought gifts today.
By the way, we're on Facebook Live right now.
We are on Facebook Live. Now, don't open them yet. We'll stare at it. But Sam has one, Will has one, and Scott has one.
This is from your family weekend.
Yes, and I will tell you, this is the 10th year.
There's a fork, and it's in a Starbucks bag.
Well, that's just the bag that I had for you.
And it says it's a bacon egg bite.
This is the 10th year I have done this. And Scott, go ahead and open it up.
Do I need the fork?
Nope.
Oh.
No, you do not. Go ahead, Sam, Will.
Oh,
all of us at the same time.
Yes. It's the
annual jelly. Crab apple jelly.
Yes, very liquidy.
And we
very
made
liquidy.
That.
Thank you.
Very liquidy.
It's looks jelly. Like quite frankly. Looks
wait,
like
this isn't a drink.
I was gonna say, yeah, this looks like a mason jar drink.
It looks like
drink.
Juice. It looks like strawberry margarita.
Will this firm up when I put it in the fridge?
I want you to all taste it. Open it right now and taste it.
Okay.
We spent a lot of time on this.
I did this last year. And
as
it was
we
not
do
good.
Every year.
It was not good last year, Dana.
I'm going to take a pass on this at the moment, and the and the reason is no. There's a good reason for this. I don't want
is
to break the. I don't want to break the seal on
it's
this.
It's not sealed.
It sure looks sealed.
No, it's not. Just pop it open.
All right.
I promise you it's not sealed.
Because I don't want it to go bad before I can actually eat food again.
So, doesn't that smell so good?
Yeah.
Oh, the crab apples are so good. So, go ahead. Take a little taste.
With my finger?
Yeah.
No, you just drink it.
No.
Yeah. Take a little taste.
I took a little drink. It was good.
It's so good.
That is good. Yeah, that's quite good.
It's so good.
Thank you, Dana.
Drink my jelly!
Is there any alcohol in this?
No. It's crab apples and water and sugar.
It's very sugary.
Isn't that so good?
And watery.
Yeah, that's good.
Thank you, Dana. That is our year 10 batch of crab apple jelly.
Why do you keep calling it jelly?
It's jelly-ish.
How do I spread this on bread?
Well, it's not spreadable.
You put the bread in your mouth and then wash it down with this.
Here's how you do Dana's crab apple jelly. You take a bite of your toast and then you sip it next to the toast and then you put it down.
How many calories are in this? Like 1,000?
No, it's not terrible.
You could cut your toast into strips and then dunk it.
It's
toast
like,
fries.
Like bread. Right,
it's
toast fries.
Dunkable,
that's it.
Homemade jelly. Do you know how long it took to make this? Like a while.
A weekend?
It's very good.
It's so good. Mm-hmm.
As you cringe after you
Dan,
took a
would you
drink.
Like a sip?
Sure.
I think you should try it.
All right, let's try it.
It is quite good. Thank you.
And then I'm going to follow my drinkable jelly with a question. Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's good.
Oh, yeah.
It's very tart.
Oh, it's tart.
It's tart but sweet.
It's tart. That's good.
Okay.
Tart but sweet. That's like you.
I love the visible gag and then, oh, it's good.
This was
it's
my 10th attempt to make crab apple jelly. I have tried for 10 years. And you know what the directions say? Just boil it and then strain it and put it in a jar and you'll have jelly. Lies.
Did you add any fruit pectin to it?
It never works. And this is the direction. Say, you don't need pectin because there's enough natural pectin in the apples. Okay,
no.
Lies. So I went and got pectin this year, and I dumped pectin in there.
Right.
That is crab apples.
Made quite the difference, I
see. Pectin, and you can see it didn't work again.
Mm-hmm.
So I make that with two fingers up every single year, and it sits in the fridge for a year. And you asked, if I put it in the fridge or the freezer, will it firm up?
Mm-hmm.
The answer is no. Oh. You will still be able to drink it in one calendar year.
So it's basically syrup.
It's really good syrup, actually. I have a woman in my life
who... Is it radioactive?
No.
Mix it with vodka.
It would be really good with vodka. But those are from the apples from our tree out front.
That would be good in vodka.
See, look at the picture of the apples, and there's the girls. We do it every
year. So did you fresh pick the cranberries yourself?
Oh, it takes a long time.
The crab apples.
We shake them from the tree, and then look, we wash them, and we quarter them.
Oh, that's nice.
And then it comes out like a drink every year for 10 years.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
How many more years until it solidifies?
I am going to keep trying, Dan. Every year I try... And every year I fail, but you know what? Life is about getting back up
on that horse. You get on that horse,
you are going to drink my jelly every year
absolutely.
Until I'm dead.
Absolutely.
You're drinking it.
Or I'm going to drink it till I'm dead.
It's rather tasty. It's like
well,
a,
then here, have
oh,
some
it's
more.
So
it's like
good.
A fruit juice.
Here, please, have some more of mine.
It's just very tart.
If it could just be gelatinous, it would be so good, but
it
it's not.
10 years in a row now, and you've... Ended up with the same product.
Yeah.
Have you changed the process?
No. Now listen.
I believe
that
is defined as insanity.
Two of the jellies in the fridge solidified, and I don't know why. Two of them did. 19 of them did not. Mm-hmm. I have 19 jars of drinkable.
19 jars.
19 of drinkable jelly.
Well, we know where all the pectin
well,
ended up.
Geez, any chance we can get another jar tomorrow?
How many do you want? I can bring them. How many do you want?
Boy, I would take one every day this week. I mean,
do you know
really?
What I need?
You need to go out and sell them on Etsy.
I need to rent a grandma. I need to rent someone who knows how to do this.
The fact that you're making cran apple juice yourself makes me think you are a grandma.
This is my tradition with those girls, and they laugh at me every
year.
You're
in grandma preparation.
And they pulled it out of the fridge this morning, and they go, Mom.
It's time to make it.
It happened again. And by it happened again, I mean nothing happened again.
It didn't solidify.
It's still juice.
It's like concentrate.
So you're welcome.
It's delicious.
It is very tasty.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
I'm just thrilled that you brought it in today.
I know you are. You're welcome.
I am. I love it. It's delicious.
Anybody else out there wants to drink so their good jelly? I'll send me you some.
You want to take another sip?
If you want me to.
Take another sip, Dan.
Dan, can you chug the rest of it right now?
Dan,
chug.
I will give you.
Oh, boy.
I will give you $20.
Oh, all right. $20 is $20.
That's right, man. That'll buy you a meal at Applebee's. If you chug that whole thing right now,
that'll buy you two for 20.
Wait. Slow down. Don't get so excited for $20, man.
You should see how quickly.
That always happens.
Yeah. Are we still on
no,
Facebook Live?
No, you touched a button and turned off
I
the
didn't.
Facebook Live.
Yeah, held the handle.
As soon as he said for $20, Dan just with
bottoms
one
up.
Yeah, with one motion unscrewed the whole lid and popped it
oh
off.
Oh my God! Oh my God, I can hear you getting fatter.
I'm going to be so high from the sugar.
Oh, yeah.
And
the pectin.
Oh.
I mean, that might come
Why
out like.
Why did you do that?
That might come out like Knox Box. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, my God.
It'll clean you out.
Dan, thank you for drinking my jelly.
No, Dan, thank you for drinking my jelly.
You got it.
Phrasing.
I can bring you more.
Need me to take care of their jelly for
Oh,
them?
My God.
Phrasing.
I'll drink your
people.
Jelly.
Oh, sorry. I didn't catch that one.
You know what? Mm-hmm. I think I'm onto Dan. Something. Honestly, thanks. I think I'm onto something.
Thanks for drinking my jelly.
Nope.
Do you know potato chips were born out of a joke? They didn't even mean to make potato chips when they did for the first time, right?
Yeah.
Well,
I think I'm onto something.
That's what they used to say.
It's the jelly you can drink through a straw. Mm. I just need someone to market
it. You should talk to NASA or nursing homes.
Yes. Oh, there you go, nursing homes.
There you go.
Those people can't
eat. Oh, the invalid. Yes. They have no teeth.
Text line says you're supposed to boil it until it thickens.
Feel the burn behind
I did
eyes,
boil
so
it. For a long time we boiled it.
That's a sensation of death.
Did it thicken or
so
did it just boil?
Nope, it just
after,
boiled.
Well, you probably didn't boil it long enough then.
Went in the jar wet, came out wet. That's what my jelly does.
Phrasing.
Jelly's tasty, though.
I'm telling you, I'm going to market it and put labels on it, and it is going to catch fire, and I'm going to be a millionaire, and I'm going to have the last laugh, people.
Says the woman who tried to get rid of that Jim Morrison thing and had to throw it away over the weekend.
Wait, what happened?
Someone gave me $50 for it, so I shipped it to Grandview
weird,
over the weekend.
High bid was $1.55, I thought.
Yes, that's because the bidder was a liar. Do you know most entrepreneurs...
$157.50, to be precise.
Most entrepreneurs try multiple things before they hit it big.
Of course.
Now try something else.
Dana's drinkable jelly.
Just...
It's drelly. It's crab apple drelly. Bottoms up.
Which may be your artist of the day tomorrow.
That would be ideal. What? What's funny about that?
Nothing. I think they got I think we only need four hits. I think they got enough.
Oh, absolutely.
Sowing the seeds of love, shout, everybody wants to rule the world. Kansas City police say they are going to hand out Ring doorbells to fight crime.
Good.
Staffers for U.S. Congressman Emmanuel Cleaver recently told members of his neighborhood group they would soon receive a donation of Ring video doorbells targeted for Kansas City neighborhoods with high crime rates, especially property crime. Cleaver's office is working to connect those receiving the Wi-Fi-enabled doorbells with internet service providers. It does not appear to be a done deal, though. And the announcement from Mayor Cleaver, check that, Congressman Cleaver, may have been, showing my age there a little bit, may have been premature. The congressman's office, contacted later, said officials were still working out the details of the proposal. But the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department is preparing to distribute its own batch of doorbells donated by Ring, which is owned by Amazon. It's just Ring's latest effort to team up with local law enforcement agencies across the country. I say bravo.
Okay. You say bravo. A whole lot of people say this is Big Brother. This is big surveillance government city
This is big, protecting my own property.
This is the government dancing with the private sector without comment and a plan in place.
Give me one reason why this is not a good idea.
I can't. I love the idea. You have to volunteer to give the video over to police if something bad happens. They don't just have willy-nilly access to your Ring camera. And keep in mind with the Ring camera, they are surveilling out from your property to the street. They're not surveilling in. This is a surveilling out.
Well, they being the government, are not surveilling. They're giving you the ability to surveil your own property.
And then you have to agree to upload video files if something goes wrong. I mean, I do think you have the ability to say no. If they were doing this and they said, we're going to give you this for free, but you have to hand over any video, I would understand the privacy concerns. I think these are a great idea. We are getting ready to put cameras, I believe, at the entrance of our subdivision. A ton of you listening have already done that. We just talked to someone in the Northland a couple weeks ago who have done that. It's a tool. It's a reactive tool, Scott. It's not going to stop crime necessarily, but if something happens, you now have a network of cameras that could show what car was in the neighborhood that shouldn't have been.
Somebody writes in, they don't need to your permission to see the footage. Well, all right, let's say, for example, the government, and this would just be for argument's sake, let's say the government said, Dana Wright, we're going to give you a Ring doorbell in the hopes that it'll cut down on property crime in your neighborhood. We are going to only focus the camera to your street and your front porch. We're not asking for anything but access to anybody who comes to your front door. Listen, as long as you're not turning that thing inside my house and you're giving it to me for free, I don't care. Now, of course, you would have to agree to that. You would have to sign away the right of privacy of what happens on your front porch. Now, unless you're Linda and Craig Wright, I mean, nothing happens on your front porch, right? And that was back in 1974.
The most likely thing you will have happen.
Thank you for getting this.
Yes, very
on
nice.
On that front porch is someone stealing your Amazon package.
Yeah. Or here's how many people come to my front door on any given basis. Other than the weekends, when Kelly comes over with her son or the kids come over, here's how many people come over to my house on any given day. Two. Me and the mailman.
I was going to say the mailman. Yeah.
Yep. Me and the mailman. That's it. Two people come to my front door every day. It's a sad life, but it's my life. The government can watch all they want if they'll give me a free Ring doorbell.
There's a but there. Free Ring doorbell, but you have to have Wi-Fi for it to work. And so,
who's going to pay for the Wi-Fi?
There's a discussion about how the government can facilitate adding Wi-Fi. And now I can see where people want to wait. They're going to come in. They're going to wire my house.
They're going to monitor what I'm looking at on Google. 576-7798. 576-7798. Lord, I pray you give me strength to carry on. Because I know what it means to walk along.
A couple of things about the Ring cameras that the police department's reportedly going to give to homeowners who want them. Someone just wrote in and said, you've just given the right to the government to catalog everybody who visits your house. That is not true. No one has access to your Ring system but you until and unless a crime is committed and you choose to share the video clips with authorities. No one can just log in and access your Ring camera. That's going to be your private login for your system.
However, wait.
If there's a drive-by shooting in front of your house,
can they subpoena your Ring video footage?
I don't see how, Scott.
Why not?
Because this is your Ring camera.
Now, I don't see why they couldn't.
Now, most people would say, hell, there was a drive-by in front of my house. You can have it.
Take the footage.
However, what if I think, and I'm not defending this kind of a decision, but what if I think my son was involved in the drive-by shooting of which the police are investigating?
Then you're probably not going to hand over that footage.
But there goes my question. Could they subpoena Ring video footage from your house? Could they get a search warrant for your Ring video footage? Even if it would implicate your own son.
I mean, it would appear that you would fall under the same thing as security cameras in commercial establishments, right? Can they subpoena security footage from a gas station or whatever?
I can't think of why they could not.
So this wouldn't seem to be, at least to me, any different, regardless of how you got the Ring, whether it was from this program or if you just bought it yourself.
On occasion, I have been known, not recently, but in the past, to, in the middle of the night, if I wake up and I don't feel like wasting a liter of water, I may urinate off the front porch of my house or off out in the backyard. Don't I have the right to do that without the fear of the government subpoenaing the video?
Emphasis on P.
Here's what's interesting, though. That device is pointing toward a public street.
It's also pointing to my private property.
In front of the public street where a crime occurred.
However, what if I commit a crime on my own property?
I feel like police have bigger issues in life than you urinating off your porch.
What if I beat a man severely who comes to my front door?
And you do it in front of the Ring camera that you know that you have. At that point, you're too stupid to breathe, and I think police should have the footage.
Well, let's do this. Let me give you an example. And I think this is a fair example, Dana, because we hear about the, you know, castle doctrine regarding your home.
Okay.
Not to bring guns into this.
This is a good example. I know where you're going here.
Let's say that somebody breaks into my home, okay? They ignore the Ring door camera. They kick in my front door. I pull out my gun. I say, get the hell out of my house.
Okay.
Get the hell out of my house. They shoot at me. They miss. I shoot at them. I miss. They run out the front door. They're halfway down the driveway, and I shoot them in the back dead on my property.
That would theoretically be caught on the Ring surveillance
and
system.
And I have violated the castle doctrine because I have shot them in the back on my property but outside of my home. The police come to the house. They say, Mr. Parks, what happened? He broke into my house. He was going to rob me. He fired a bullet. I fired a bullet. He ran out the front door and he died. Well, Mr. Parks, did you shoot him in the back in your own yard? No. Why? Would you ask that? Mr. Parks, we're going to need to see your Ring video camera. No, you don't.
At that point, my guess is they subpoena the video and they do it.
And then I go to prison for the rest of my life for murder.
They do it through Amazon.
And I go to prison for the rest of my life.
So there have been stories written about this. I'm trying to find a reputable source. They're kind of a bunch of obscure tech type websites that are saying they can totally subpoena the video, not through you, Scott. They can subpoena it through Amazon. The subpoena does not go through you. Amazon owns that software. The subpoena goes to Amazon.
Do they keep a video copy of everything that comes through my Ring camera?
According to the text line, you have to pay for a service to be able to save any video or images. Other than that, it's just a live camera that hooks up to your phone.
Right, which if you're not keeping the clips and something happens overnight, what good is
that
system? It's useless.
Yeah. So then you have to pay for the service, which that also means that you have to have internet connection. There's a lot of holes in this potentiality.
Let's go to Steve and Lawrence. Hello, Steve.
Guys, how are you doing today?
Doing well. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, when I think about this, it's kind of a double-edged sword regardless. I think that, first of all, I'll make this very blanket statement. There are only two ways in this country to have freedom, and it was by inception of a document that is supposed to protect us. One is the ownership of property. The second is a gun to protect that property. Now, having said that, you allow anyone, just like you were saying, the subpoenas will go through whoever holds the software, whoever right. maintains the equipment. Now, the reality of it is that by giving up that right, just like we have done throughout the course of this country in its history, we are giving up more and more rights every day in the name, and I have quotations in my hands, of public safety. Now, it's dangerous. Now, to anybody that thinks that we are going to put these things on our front door for the sake of what may happen as a preventative tool for law enforcement, the reality of it is if you think that it's not going to be breached or somebody else is not going to hack it or so on and so forth, you're wrong. Because, you know, if somebody can hack a credit bureau or Target or Visa or MasterCard or even our own government agencies, having this thing on your house and allowing law enforcement to kind of be the middleman to facilitate it, you are, in fact, letting the government be in your home.
But, Steve, your argument that just to have something because something may happen is exactly my argument against a gun in the home. You are having something there that you feel is useful because something may happen. This is no different.
Well, it is. This is facilitated by the government. Having a weapon in your home, if everybody is trained to use that weapon in your home and they know it can be dangerous, no accidents ever happen.
Not so sure about that, but okay.
I would say as a majority of the time, I'll say that.
I might agree with you with the word majority, but still not all the way.
But we can't train our government to stay out of our lives. We have known that time and time again. So thanks, guys. Love your show.
All right, man.
And, you know, to be clear, they are not handing out these Ring door cameras in Mission Hills down the street here. They are handing these out where there has been a lot of property crime.
And where people presumably can't afford it. A Ring doorbell is not cheap.
And if I lived on this block where all of these things had been happening, I would want this. And if I couldn't afford it and the police department said, we'll put this on your house, I would love to have it. But to Sam's point, there are other fees and charges involved. And mm-hmm. I don't know how, if you are on a...
So who's going to pay for the internet?
Yeah, if you're on a limited income, mm-hmm. is Cleaver's office, and there's something about this in the article, they're looking into how to facilitate that. You start talking about wiring all those homes for internet service.
Now you're looking at $100
a house.
It's
getting very expensive very quickly.
I mean, for a block, Dana, for a block, you're looking at over $2,000 to $3,000. A month. That's for one city block. $2,000 to $3,000 a month. And that's just Kansas City. 576-7798. Bob in Kansas City. Hello, Bob.
Hey, so if I'm in a high crime area and I'm a drug dealer, I want one of those so I can monitor the police coming and going.
Oh.
The old reverse surveillance tactic.
Oh, yes. Interesting point. So I live in a high crime area. Bob, this is a good point you made. And I didn't even think of that. Good on you. We're sitting there cutting up the coke, working out the meth.
You don't think that those mega marijuana. Drug dealers don't already have surveillance? Come on, Scott.
They probably do.
They already have surveillance.
But wouldn't it be nice if the government paid for it? And I didn't have to, out of my drug sales. Good point, man. Adrian in Independence. Hello, Adrian.
Hi. You know, with the city here in Independence, we signed up for, you know, we were willing to share any type of footage with our Ring and our other security cameras if there was a crime or something that the police would need. Hey, this could have happened in front of your house. Are you willing to share? So we willingly signed that saying we were willing to share that. I didn't have any kind of on the disclosure, like, you know, you have to subpoena. So there wasn't anything. We just willingly did that with the city and just registered what we had just so they knew on our street we have these particular systems. Now, as far as the Ring, and I was looking at my app, it's $1.99 a month, and they store it to our cloud for 30 days. And after the 30 days, I don't know where anything goes. But you do have to have internet, and, you know, you have to, if you don't have, electric to the doorbell, you know, they put it on there. They can't be stolen because it comes with certain tools to screw it in, and then it has to be charged and maintained. But you have to have internet for it, and you have to have a really good signal for it because it'll pop offline pretty easy,
yeah.
And then you have to log back in and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So, you know, the other thing is, too, what I've been seeing on the apps is some of these people see them and they put their thumb over the camera. And, you know, you can't see anything at that point. So, you know, people...
But you would be... Wait, Adrian. If someone puts their thumb over that camera, the camera would still capture everything leading up to the thumb going on that camera.
It has motion zones, for instance. So you set it up in front of your house and it's got up to like 6 zones. So you can control... It'll pick up every motion, like, say, on my porch, if I go 5 feet out to my yard, if I want all the street traffic. And then you've also got the adapters inside your house where you plug them in, and it makes your chime or whatever noise you pick for movement on your porch. And it'll make, like, this little sound, and that captures movement. So I get, like, the mailman every day, or if Amazon comes to the door. If for some reason somebody walks through my yard, it'll pick it up. So you have to set out, you know, what type of footage you want.
Hey, real quick, Adrian, because we got to get to the break. But it's okay. Because I'm interested in putting a ring on my house. I have a security system on my house, but I want the ring.
Yes.
Would it detect something as small as like a squirrel, or does it have to be?
Cause no, it does. A spider trips mine.
Then I'm screwed because we have like 20 squirrels in the yard.
No, it doesn't pick up any squirrels at all or anything like that or anything. You know, we have our neighborhood cat who's always coming hanging on our porch. It doesn't capture him at all.
It's got to be of certain weight or size.
It's got to be a vehicle, something of weight, and something of height.
Huh. All right. Adrian, I'll tell you, on my system, a spider in the middle of the night kept tripping the front door camera.
But was it going over the camera?
It was going
in front of it. So it looked
bigger
than it really was?
It was in front of it.
So it looked like it was bigger than it was.
I woke up one day and there was like 75 video clips. Well, that little sucker was like spinning the web and going back and forth and back and forth. And I'm like, my gosh.
He's diligent.
It's very creepy.
He's diligent. Will, do you have something you wanted to say? Oh, you're good? All right. 576-7798. American Woman. That's a jam right there.
Guess who did it better?
The Guess Who.
Yeah.
I know you want them as Artist of the Day sometime this week.
It doesn't have to be this week. Just I threw it out there as an idea.
Ooh.
I figured the more we can expand the portfolio, the better.
By the way, just got word. He's going to let me know tomorrow. We're going to be on site this Friday at the 54th Street Grill and Bar in Olathe. Just got word from Todd Lemansky, Todd the Magician. He said he'll let me know for sure tomorrow, but he thinks he can make it out.
Awesome.
Good.
Have you ever seen Todd the Magician?
Mm-mm.
Someone just wrote
in. After you see it, you got to go to church.
It's pretty amazing. Someone just wrote in and said, everyone listening has to remember that if your neighbor has one of these Ring doorbell cameras, you are being recorded and you don't even know it. It says, remember, everything in your front yard that you can see through that camera doesn't mean that it's not picking up the neighbor. My Ring doorbell videos everything in front of the house. That includes the people across the street. So if something happened over there, my Ring doorbell picks it up. There is no expectation of privacy in the front of your home.
Well, but I would make the argument, and you know me, I'm all for keeping the government out of my business. You do not have an expectation of privacy in your own front yard. If you have a 6-foot privacy fence in your backyard, I would argue you do.
You have more of an expectation
of privacy. Unless your neighbor
is
6'5".
Or has a drone.
Sorry.
Yeah. You do not, and it kills me to say this, you do not have an expectation of privacy in your front yard.
Because out in the open space.
That's right.
In front of a public
because
street.
Anybody can see it. Driving by, walking on the sidewalk, walking down the street, whatever. You forfeit your expectation of privacy when you do anything, whether it's mowing the grass or something illegal in your front yard. You can't sit in your front yard and smoke a bowl.
Expecting that that's not going to raise some eyebrows.
If the police drive by and you say, well, excuse me.
I'm in my front yard.
I'm in my front yard. That is not an excuse.
Someone just wrote in, I'm so glad my friend talked me out of a doorbell camera and convinced me to get an indoor camera and face it out the window.
There you go.
That way no one can cover up the camera before they're caught in front of the view. Mm. At least that's how I have mine set up.
Good point. Let's go to James in Belton. James, hello.
Yo, yo, what's up? Appreciate y'all taking my call. Huh?
Yo, yo, hey, anytime.
Hey, so my thoughts on this is, I'm an extremely private person, and I mean, I've never had a Facebook account, nothing like that. So it's like I'm against, you know, super surveillance and Big Brother and all that. But I actually feel like this is a good thing, especially if they're willing to provide the internet service and everything. And I almost would like to say, take it a step further, because I'm uneducated on these doorbell cameras as far as how they work and what trips them, what turns them on, what turns them off. But I feel like if you go, because we always have these conversations about, you know, how do we, you know, you guys had Quentin Lucas on last week. How are we going to stop all these murders in Kansas City? What can we do? Starts with the community and everything like that. So I know for sure, regardless of what a lot of people think, there's more good people in these communities than bad people.
Agreed.
So if they're willing to provide internet service and these doorbell cameras, and all the good people in these bad neighborhoods get these cameras on their doors, and they can surveil the street in front of them and everything going on. And if the cameras can stay on longer than just a little 15-second trip, I mean, a lot of that would, I feel like that would do an impact on a lot of this stuff, because, you know, something happens, a drive-by shooting, somebody gets murdered, they can follow these cameras all the way around till they don't see them no more. So,
James, hang on just a second there, partner.
What up?
My understanding that, and I don't have a Ring doorbell on my house, but Kelly does on hers. It is my understanding, and I think you do, Dana, on yours. It is my understanding the Ring doorbell stays activated as long as there is movement. Is that correct? It's not like if there's movement, it triggers 15 seconds of recording.
No, it keeps going.
It keeps going so long as there is movement. So if there is 5 seconds of movement on your front door, it records for 5 seconds. If there is 55 seconds of movement, it goes for 55 seconds.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.